The Gospel according to John, chapter 6. And Jesus said in reply, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. And to hear the teaching of the Father and learn from it is to come to me. Not that anybody has seen the Father, except the one who comes from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you most solemnly, everybody who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert, and they are dead. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that a man may eat it and not die. I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. No one can come to the Father unless he is drawn by the Father." Sometimes we think that prayer is our great intellectual, muscular effort to challenge and to get to God. And yet we know that unless God is already present, we cannot pray. We read elsewhere, you couldn't even say Abba, Father, unless the Spirit taught you. I find this very encouraging. There are times when maybe we are not praying too well, and I'll leave the interpretation of that phrase for everyone according to their own likes. We might be praying too well. And an encouraging little phrase that I have is, Lord, I wish I could pray, but thank you for the desire in me to pray. Unless God was with us, Emmanuel, God is with us, we wouldn't even want to pray. So we say, thank you, Lord, for the desire in me to pray. And it is God's gentle gift, God's gentle drawing us to himself. I'm never happy with the word in the new translation of the Mass and the third Eucharistic prayer that we have, when we say, listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. Summoned for me is something that the headmaster summons you to his office. The policeman summons you because you don't have a taillight on your bicycle. It is a punitive, threatening word. It is a pity that the translators didn't use a word like whom you have invited, whom you have called before you. And the Lord is with us, particularly in the way in which we unite with him and he with us in the Eucharist. And the bread that I shall give, not the bread that I'm going to earn, but the bread that Christ gives, is my flesh for the life of the world. And we have this when the Father draws us to himself. And so we can say, with all joy and humility, with such hope and gladness, we can pray in the words that Jesus taught us, and we can say, Our Father.